Test 66, Section 4, Question 6. So with this one, we are looking for the strongest counter that Patricia can make to Tamara. So we're either looking to weaken Tamara or strengthen Patricia, probably both and the same thing. So this is strengthen slash weaken. Tamara says, during the T period, martial arts, ninjas were trained for the purpose of espionage and assassination. So right away, we love this question because it's about ninjas. So basically, there were ninjas. Yet at that time, there was actually very little ninja activity in Japan, and most Japanese did not fear ninjas. Okay, so they started to appear, but they didn't do much, so people weren't really that afraid of ninjas. Tamara, that is not true. So clearly they're disagreeing. Many wealthy Japanese during the Tea period had their houses constructed with intentionally squeaky floors so that they would receive warning if a ninja were in the house. That's kind of what we get is they're saying, no, that was not the case. People were afraid of ninjas, so they built extra squeaky floors so they could hear the ninjas. Which is both kind of funny and awesome at the same time. Now, the thing there is that if you notice, there's a distinction between Patricia, who talked about what most Japanese did or didn't fear, and then Tamara, who talks about many wealthy Japanese. They're kind of talking about different things. So Tamara's statement, if it's true about the general population, would be good as a counter, but maybe not, depending on if it's just the wealthy. So A, many poor Japanese during the tea period also had houses constructed with intentionally squeaky floors. That would strengthen Tamara's argument, not counter it, because that would say it's not just the wealthy. As part of their secret training, ninjas learned to walk on squeaky floors without making a sound. That's good to know, cool about ninjas, but doesn't really say whether Tamara's statement helps or doesn't. The wealthy made up a small proportion of Japan's population during the tea period. That's okay. You could do better, but it does say they were just a small proportion, and so maybe it's not really representative. The fighting prowess of ninjas was exaggerated to mythic proportions in the years following the tea. We don't really care what happened after the tea period. There were very few ninjas at any time other than during the tea period. We don't really care that much. Therefore, C is our correct answer. It highlights one of the differences between the arguments, and therefore, that's our correct answer.